take a second, take a listen. Oh yeah. Think the same, but we so different. Oh yeah. Just hear me out. You about to get a little
good morning.
I'll show you.
Huh?
I'll show you.
Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of A Little R&R Podcast.
Was that my cue?
The welcome back to another episode of A Little R&R Podcast. That's your cue.
Oh, it's your boy Vermont.
And I'm Reese. We're coming to you live and direct from a secluded location in the DMV area. It's been a long week, people, so forgive me.
For Reese.
For me. It's been a long... Why are we both adjusting? It's been a long week. And I'm glad it's over.
I want to sit back. I always want to sit back. I don't want to fucking do this.
Don't let that come undone.
Bitch, you set me up earlier with that.
That wasn't me. That was it.
I mean, I understand. Are you trying to go solo now? You trying to take me, try to take me out with the mic?
How? How am I going to do that?
I don't know. That's going to be your segue into your solo career.
Baby, I have to have a whole team. Because it ain't going to work. It is not going to work. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I am amazing.
Are you?
I am.
You sure?
Absolutely. I have no complaints.
Today?
I don't complain. Do I complain? Today, I feel like I just talked to you the other day. Was I complaining? Maybe. I don't have any complaints today.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
It says pineapple in it.
It is pineapple.
I love pineapple.
I didn't know that.
Love pineapple.
Your favorite color is purple, right? Mm-mm. What's your favorite color? Red.
My favorite color is red.
So, but you like sunflowers.
I love sunflowers.
And you love pineapple.
Did you bring me sunflowers?
No.
Oh. I was like, where are they? I got excited. Oh, you're saying that everything is yellow? Yeah. No. Nope. Red is my favorite color. It's crazy. Red is my favorite color. I don't wear it a lot, but I do love it.
You do.
I love it. 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 So what's been going on with you? I had a long week. How was your week?
My week was amazing.
Good. Well, You want to talk about it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Is that info to come?
Sure.
Put a pin in it? That's weird. Okay. That you don't want to share your good news. Is it good news?
Yeah, it's good news.
Okay. I don't know why I just got excited a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, but if it was bad news, I think, like, my reaction would have been a little bit different.
But, I mean, is it, like, legit news? I don't know why you just didn't tell me. Now I'm going to be thinking about it. Okay, let it go.
I just said not yet.
Okay.
It's just not the time to tell it yet.
It's not the moment.
No, it's not.
No. I think I know.
It ain't that.
I think I know.
Okay.
Anyways. Long week. Let me tell you what I've noticed about was something that I picked up on.
For me?
No.
Oh, in general?
No, in general. Mm. That I don't understand and...
So I really thought you was about to attack me.
No. Mm-mm. I'm never in attack mode. I'm in response mode. Always. Never in attack. I don't understand people that do... Vlogging. What happened?
It was like lifted up a little bit.
I did take it up a little earlier. I don't understand people that like do vlogging or videos or podcasts or whatever, and they don't change the battery to their fire alarm or fire. What is that? The smoke alarm.
Did the door just make you think of that?
No, I'm just in general. Like I've been watching, like I watch different things, and I'm like, why the fuck? Like you don't hear that beeping noise? Like when I'm in my room or I'm in a space and I hear it, automatically let me change this battery. Or if I don't change the battery, at least let me take this battery out.
But it still beeps. Yeah,
okay.
It still
does. Let me change it.
Because it's dead.
Yeah.
Dead is dead.
Regardless. Stop it. Stop it.
You should shut that door.
Stop it.
You want to shut it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop it. You don't have to.
I love that you're on that side so you can get up and get stuff.
That's what you want me to do. Do everything.
You got to do something. We discussed this.
I just wasn't blessed with the same expertise. Everybody, God gave us all talents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. What's that word? Mm-hmm. Technically
I'm talking about in general.
In general. Let's talk about it.
It ain't that deep for
me. In general. No, no, no. In general?
It was a joke.
Whoa. The aggression is real this evening. Let me sip a little bit more of this pineapple juice. I'm gonna have my own cup. So yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand how people, I don't want to be in a space with a beeping fire alarm or a smoke alarm, I'm sorry.
But you know how some things just become background noise for some people?
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's what I'm saying. Like, as soon as I hear it in my space.
Right, for you. Yeah, but for other people, it could just be background noise. Like, they're probably so used to it, like, it doesn't bother them anymore.
It bothers viewers like me.
Clearly. Do you leave that in the comments? That they need to change it?
I just stopped watching it. I did comment on, so I was watching a show, a reality show, and I commented that one of the characters, I felt bad immediately after. Because I feel like everyone's out here trying to do their thing, and who am I to judge? But I am a viewer,
so
and he's boring
as
fuck.
Oh.
And so I said it.
Said that he was boring. Mm-hmm. He's not bringing nothing to the show.
Nothing.
He's not doing it. I'm not saying that he's not doing it, but he's doing it.
He's not like, you know, he's not bringing what should be brought. He's just there. Like, and the reason that I said I shouldn't have said anything is because I'm giving you kind of a platform now. I'm drawing more attention to you, which could be good.
Maybe he'll start to do what he needs to do.
But he snapped
according
back
to Greece
or clap back, whatever.
He said something back to you.
Not he was like, "Oh, I'm glad to see that the people like me or something." I was like, "Sir, turn the negative into a positive if you like. Whatever. You're boring." I said in the intro. I was like, "You look late to the party." Mm. In the intro. Like, in the intro, I'll show you when we're done. In the intro of the show, he's the last face, and he comes in the door, and it's like, ooh, like, I'm late to the party. The party's over, sir. That's what it gives to me. So.
Well, damn, friend.
Yeah. So I think that sometimes, going back to you, I do comment, but then I feel bad, because I'm like, again, he's trying to do his thing. And I'm in the, you know, now I don't do reality TV. I do script. I've done scripted reality TV and I've done some acting. So, and there's been people that have been judgmental about that. So I guess you do take, but I'm not a clap backer. Like, if you feel like I'm trash, okay, thanks. But I'm not even going to tell you things. I'm just going to
Well, it's kind of like that's your character. You know what I mean? Right. So you can't take
it's
it.
Not me.
Right.
So I don't care. That's the difference. Like, okay. But some people can say you're a trash actor. Like, you didn't portray. Okay.
But how do you know what I was supposed to portray?
Right.
So like, it's not like you turned a book into a movie type of situation.
Right.
So they wouldn't. It's not what they perceive the character to be by reading like a book or something like that. And then here you are. Then I could say like, oh, you're a trash actor because you didn't bring this character to life.
Or I'm redoing something like a revamp. Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's trash. Here. I'm just joking.
Now we can never do a reality show because they're going to be on your ass.
I don't give a... So I don't think we would be good in reality TV because we're not dramatic enough. There's not enough drama between... Like, remember we talked about potentially doing that show and I was like, for me, it would accelerate us in a sense maybe. It would potentially bring in more viewers and all of that and listeners. Right. But at the same time, for the show, from what I've seen of the show, we're not a good fit.
We're not drama?
We're not. Because the first time somebody, bitch, girl, you got it. Okay.
So we're boring?
We ain't for the dummy. Like, we're not for the dumb shit. Like, we're not going to be like, I'm not doing all that. I'm not doing that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if the camera's in my face, I'm really not going to give you all that. You want to turn up and start throwing things? Okay. I'm going to watch you. Okay, well, are you done? Because we got a scene to shoot. This ain't it. Like, I told you, we wrapped on The Realness Behind the Crown and the drama with the reunion.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that.
The reunion is the only unscripted thing, but we're in character. And I love the entire cast. Like, everybody, we it's love. I feel like when I dropped a little bit of a bomb,
everybody
was like, oh, my turn. I was just like, so then at the end, it was just like, okay, Is this just the who can one up the other one? Like, surprise! It's blown up. Everything is blown up. But it was a good time and I enjoyed it. But it's like, yeah, I just know that for me, like, even in doing that, it was like, in my real life, I'm not interested in the back and forth. I'm more of a, this sounds so horrible, but I'm more of a, if we're going to fight, let's fight. But I'm not going to go back and forth with you talking shit. Like, let it go.
I just want to do a confessional. I just want to have a confessional look. That's why I have a confessional look.
Turn a look.
That's all I want to do. I just want to do some confession. Ooh, that's work. Who called? Do they? Tell them
they know I'm at work.
You're at a job.
I think it's my director.
Ooh,
he'll leave a message. Or
they'll have to. Oh, that's true. They should have texted you, see if you were free. Ain't it after hours? Are you on call?
No, on call. Okay. No, these are my devices that I paid for.
Oh, so it's a personal call.
Well, anyways, I mean, no reality TV for us.
I mean, you said it was a director friend. I just want to hot close y'all off.
I am not doing this with you. In other news,
it ain't tricking if you got it.
So would you, I'm just in general, would you do a little something strange for a promotion or a position that puts you in a new tax bracket as far as what you make?
Probably.
You would? I don't think I could do it if I had to see the person daily. Like, I wouldn't want to work directly with you.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to see you.
And I'd probably do some shady shit and get you fired anyway.
Okay.
What? All right. I got my position.
But how are you going to get them fired? They got,
it's a doggy dog world. You got what you want, I'm going to get what I wanted. That's what you wanted, ideal. I didn't say I got everything I wanted. You helped me get here, but I'm not done yet. I got to get you out of the picture.
I got somewhere else to go.
got to get you out of the picture. That way, I ain't never got to worry about you.
Well, there's that. I don't know. Like I said, if I had to work with him now.
Right. See, if I get you fired, I ain't got to work with you.
Very true. I don't think I could do it. I'm not conniving like that. I don't think. I guess you don't know until you know, until you hit that moment and it's like, oh yeah.
But what if their work, like, you're not working with them, but their work starts to affect what you're doing?
Oh, that's a whole different issue. That's a problem.
Right, you know what I mean? So now you gotta do what you gotta do.
I get it. Look, God, throw somebody under the bus. I am the type of worker that my shit is always going to be in line, so that there's no, like, if you try to come, it's not going to happen. The work speaks for itself. Now, I might do some shit, like, I ain't going to say.
Yeah, don't even say it. Yeah. Somebody watching.
All right.
Somebody watching.
Next topic. Let me make sure I didn't mute myself.
Somebody at your job going to pull it up for your boss and hit play.
He said, verbatim. Right. We'll keep it at, I'm always going to be on top of my shit. Period. And that's that. So what's going on? Like, what?
Ooh. I went out last Sunday.
You did.
I did.
It was like a role reversal, a role switch. Reversal.
Where were you?
At home.
Oh yeah, it was a role switch then. I thought you was out too.
I ain't gonna tell you where I did. I was home, but I was home.
Okay.
Well, I will tell you because it's out there now. But go ahead, tell me about your Sunday. You did a Sunday. You worked, right?
I worked,
and then
we went out. It was my homegirl Shayla. Shout out to her.
Hey Shayla.
Because she had asked me the last time we worked, she was like, you got to go out with me. And she's been asking, like, come on, you got to go to the day party with me. You got to go. I'm just like, all right. And this time, she's like, it's going to be 88 degrees. We going. I said, all right, bitch.
You got to put on no clothes.
Period. You know, that was my.
That's you, right? I have naked. Okay, let's go.
I'm not a bitch. She had titties out too. So, You know, I got ready or whatever like that, and I ate some food at work. I was like, because I know it's gonna be a long night. I don't know what's about to happen, but it's finna be a long fucking night. And I had an amazing fucking time. Fucked up. It's a good thing when you go to, so where I work at on Sundays also owns where we went to the day party at.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes all the time. This is my first time there. And I was just, and of course, you know, DC, you got to find parking over it. But bitch, we found this garage in this fucking parking spot. Like, she had to get out so I could park the car and like back into it. Like, the parking spot was small, but I was going to say, then you weren't supposed to be there.
Somebody had to get out.
Because if she was in the car, she wouldn't be able to open up the door.
That's
and get
what
out
I'm saying. You didn't belong there, friend.
Climb out through the passenger.
Exactly. It's like, it's the spot. That is the thing about
that. It was the last spot in the garage, and we had already been circling the block.
We were talking about this today at work. It's always at work. But parking in DC is like disgusting.
And she was just like, damn, why is it? I said, bitch, it's 88 degrees. Everybody's out.
Yep.
But it was the last spot. We'd already been circling the block. She was like, I gotta pee. At that moment, pee didn't hit me too. I was like, bitch, I gotta go too.
We gotta go. Yeah.
So, I know that we rolled past the spot first, and we know it was. I was like, fuck, it's a line. She's like, no, you with me. And I'm just like, okay.
Come on, Shayla.
Bitch, when I tell you we walk past all these people.
Come on, Shayla. I want to be
I was like, oh, excuse me.
Fuck that, bitch. Excuse me.
And we pulled up to like walk like one line this way, and then so this like general admission and this like the skip line, you won't pay a little extra to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Walk past all down. She was like, hey, so and so, no, he's with me. He was like, can I see ID? Boom. And just I was just like,
oh. Come on, VIP. See y'all in here.
Ted already there at the bar. So okay. It was just like,
what can you say where you went?
Lost Society.
Okay. I don't know if I've been there.
Yes.
Okay.
You have. I actually have a picture of you there at Lost Society.
Okay. That's how I know. Like, I don't be knowing places.
When did we go?
You can tell me what we were doing or what I had on.
It was a day party. I do know that much. It was somebody's birthday. But I don't know if we ended up there after brunch or we just went straight there. I think we ended up there after brunch type of situation.
Like, no, they have day parties there.
I'll show you the picture later. But, yeah, so it was just like tequila the entire time. They got a fucking photo booth there, so we was down
that's
there.
Okay.
It was just shots of tequila. So, hanging out with our heterosexual counterparts. It's a very interesting time. And so we sat at a part of the bar that was in the back, apparently like this is where like the employees, and she was like, oh, this is Ramon, he works at so-and-so. They was like, oh, hey, how you doing? This and the third and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Security see me, they don't know me. So initially they was like, sorry, you gotta go. And I was just like, all right, she's like, I gotta go. She was like, no, he's with me. This and I'm just my I ain't messing with security.
Right.
I don't care where I'm at. I ain't got time for this shit.
Right.
I'm not
gonna
fight these people.
Don't put your hands on me.
Right. So they were cool, talk to them, this and the third. So everybody want to be a bad bitch. Everybody want to be somebody. So,
of course.
A person that she know, I kept saying her name wrong. I was probably drunk at that point, but
that is rude. You know that, right?
What, keep saying someone's name wrong?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you her interaction. Now I don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
So, so one thing is like she starts to get into it with like these group of females.
Arguing?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Exactly. No. So I'm just like, no, like we've been quiet this entire time. Like, what are you doing? Like, and ma'am, I don't know you. I'm not defending you.
Right.
I'm gonna push you.
But my thing is, we're in a
We was at the rooftop. Like, it doesn't even, like, I couldn't even tell you, like, what it was about, what it was for. And then they all made up. And I was just like, well, what the fuck is this? And then,
what the fuck is this?
And then, like, one of the girls came, like, back there where we were. And she was supposed to be, like, getting a hookah from a hookah guy or whatever. But he put it back there. And then, like, security's like, well, now there's too many people back here now. Like, some of y'all gotta go and this and that there. And old girl over here smoking a fucking hookah. I was like, well, tell this bitch leave. Like
the friend?
Yeah. No, not the friend. Not Shayla's friend, but the one.
With the name that she said wrong.
No, not her. One of the girls she was arguing with, then made up with, got back there. She's smoking a hookah. And they's like, well, it's too many people. Y'all gotta go. And I was like, well, this bitch, tell her grab her fucking hookah, take her back to where fuck she was at. Like,
oh, she brought her hookah over?
No, because the hookah guy is right there as well, mixing up the hookahs and stuff.
Okay.
So he just put it back there with her. But it was just like, no, you take your shit.
And go somewhere. Right. Go to your table.
You're not supposed to be back here. Section? I don't fucking know. Uh-huh. I don't even care. Because then when she felt as if she was done, she waving to her friends to do a swap out.
No! Ain't no fucking way, bitch.
So I'm just sitting in this chair like...
I'm ready to go. Like, I feel like I was there. I'm ready
I don't even know where Shaylee was at this point, but I was just like... I want to go. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Some dude tried to holler at the girl name that I was saying wrong. He was like, I'm trying to talk to her. And I'm like low-key security. I'm like, no, sir, you can't cross this line. I'm sorry. He was like, no, but I'm trying to talk to her. I said, sir, you can't cross the line. I don't know. Like, sir, you can't. I said, let me see if she know you. Give me a second. Excuse me.
Come on, security.
Do you know,
you know him?
He want to talk to you. She was like, I don't know him. He was like, it's getting weird. It's getting awkward.
Just walk away.
I was like, sir, she says she don't know you.
Just walk away. Let it go.
Let it go. Like, you trying to holler. I told you you can't cross the fucking line, and clearly she don't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And low-key, I feel as if she was a little lesbian, but that's none of my business.
It has nothing to do with you.
That's why she didn't want to talk to him. But the girl she was arguing with, they were giving those vibes too, so.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a...
Child, I don't even know. Either way, I told Shayla, I said, she did all this, and then she walked away. Like, that's how the other girl ended up over there with a hookah, because the other girl walked away. Like, you caused all this fucking drama, and then you walked away.
I can't do the one for one. The swap, like,
yeah, she was like, oh yeah, come in. And then the girl was like, oh, because I'm trying to. And I, mm-mm. With the heterosexual counterparts, of course, females get away with
a lot more.
They're able to, oh, let me come over it. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, they said you can't cross the line.
Right. Look, sorry.
No, sorry. Smiling in my face ain't gonna work. No, I don't give a fuck how you look. I don't
you
care.
Are pretty though.
Barely.
You blended, girl. You blended.
Barely. No, you've been out. I can tell you've been at this day party since it started. And you ready to go home. And I think you should.
Oh, you should go home. Should have called Tony. Tony was good for getting somebody up and out. It's time for you to go that way.
But I don't know how I made it home, but I made it.
Mm.
I remember driving home and listening to music and everything like that.
Those are fun nights.
It was a real fun night.
So I didn't go out Sunday. Saturday. What did we do Saturday?
Was I with you?
Yeah.
We hung out
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And then when I left.
We went to brunch on Saturday.
Yes. The brunch that was lunch because it was so late.
Well, it started at 2.
Right. What time do we eat?
Oh, I don't know.
That part.
Oh.
But it was good, nonetheless. Good times. So when I left there, I went to hang out with a friend.
Okay.
And then I...
You're always leaving us to go hang out with somebody.
Well, we were done. We were done. So I went to go hang out with a buddy, and then when we parted ways, I came home, and... When I got home, I was like, I'm hungry.
Mm.
Like, it was 1:30. I was like, I'm hungry. And so I...
We was in bed by 10:30 that night.
Yeah.
Damn, you're home late. I just yeah, because I'm saying I got home at 10:30.
I'm not done. Oh. So I was like, I'm hungry. And the only thing I could think about was this pizza that I had in Adams Morgan. Like,
bitch, did you drive to Adams Morgan?
I drove to Adams Morgan to get me some pizza. And...
How far is that trip for you?
Like 20 minutes.
Damn.
20 minutes. Yeah. But I called to make sure they were still open, because that was a thing, right? I don't want to show up somewhere and not, I would have been pissed. So I get down to Adams Morgan and I bump into.
Where is Adams Morgan? What area?
It's DC. Tell you. I can look it up and tell you the route that I went. So I bump into this guy that, you know how you know somebody, but you don't know them? Like, you've seen each other in passing. You've probably spoken, but you don't know each other. It was kind of that vibe. And my dumb ass wasn't drunk or anything. I walked into the wrong pizza place. I was like, this does not look like what I want. And so I was looking. I was like, no. And it was a lot of people in there. And I was like, this ain't it. So I left. He was like, where are you going? Excuse me, sir. Don't know you. And he was just like, I know you. And I was like, oh. Because I recognize him. Mm-hmm. Don't know his name. So we started talking. I was like, I'm looking for Pizza Mart. And so he's like, oh, okay. Excuse me. So we start walking down to Pizza Mart. There is a cop car, a ambulance, some black girl holding her head. Police is talking to people. It was just a lot going on. Sir, where are you going? I'm going to get pizza. Like, I don't know what happened. Don't know anything. He was like, okay, can you walk this way? Sure. So me and old boy walked around. I got my pizza. I got up there. I was like, I want a Meat Lovers. He was like, we don't have Meat Lovers. We only got pepperoni or cheese. And I was like, fuck. So, you know, I got the pepperoni.
You should have called. Why didn't you ask all these questions when you called?
Because I just needed to know that they were open. Because okay. I just assumed that they would have all of the pizzas. But I guess it is 1:30.
Yeah, it's whatever's left type right. of situation.
So I get my pizza and I'm walking back to my car. But I'm like, this dude, we're still walking. And I'm like, okay, I don't know you like that. And we're not talking about anything. Like, you know, just what's been going on? No real conversations.
Stranger danger.
Right. So I get to the curb and I was like, all right then. Because to me, that's like international bye. We're parting ways. And he was like, where are you about to go? I said, I'm going home. He was like, well, where do you live? I said, I live where I live. And he was just like, oh, okay. I'm going that way. I said, okay. And so again, it doesn't say walk yet. So we're still just standing there. And I was like, all right then. He was like, so can you give me a ride? To me, when you said you were going that way, you were going that way. It wasn't an indicator that you needed me to get you that way. I said, uh-uh. I said, I have to make a stop on my way, and I don't know how long I'm going to be, so I can't do it. And so I got home.
That was very bold of him.
Well,
I want to have that type of ambition and be that bold to do something like that.
To ask somebody for a ride? Well, yeah. Me neither. I wouldn't do that either.
I would Uber. Like, when you think, like...
But again, so this is... What I took away from that is that sometimes people feel more comfortable with you than you feel with them. Sometimes a relationship is different. Well, the relationship is different on both sides. Like, you view me in a certain way, and I view you in a certain way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, it may not... Like, people love it. Love to tell me that, you know, oh, I saw your best friend. I'm like, my best friend lives in Texas. They'd be like, I'd be like, who? Remind. I'd be like, oh, okay. So in my head or your head, it could be, oh, that's my best friend. But in my, like, so say you were like, oh, yeah, Reese is my best friend. And I'm like, yeah, me and Remind are really good friends. You know what I mean? So I felt like that's what it was. Which leads me to this next story.
Real quick.
So remember a few years ago, I went on a cruise with a group of friends.
Yes.
And on that cruise... there was a lot of information told to me that had me fucked up in the head. And one particular friend in that group advised me later that we were friends by association.
Uh-huh. I remember.
Called my phone this past week.
To do what?
I don't know.
You didn't answer?
I absolutely did not.
Did you leave a message?
No.
Did you text her?
No.
Well, that was rude.
Yeah, whatever. I was just like, why are you... So... I ask you just to get your perspective. So for me, I look at it from the perspective of you let me know where we stood when you said we were friends. We were friends based on association.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even though we had established a friendship years before this group dynamic even existed.
Mm-hmm.
So because you told me we're friends of convenience, very well, we're not friends then.
But she called y'all 7-Eleven.
Huh?
She called y'all 7-Eleven.
So I said, okay, it's cool. Like, and we have seen each other since then, and it's been hello, goodbye. There's nothing to talk about.
Maybe he just called you by accident.
Maybe. It rang through. It wasn't like a...
He could have had like his personal nails could have hit it or something like that.
So my question is there like a period that you say, okay, because, and this is what made me think of it, all the things that are going on with individuals, COVID, of course, and mental health, mm-hmm. suicide. People are dying behind whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon, for 2 seconds, I was like, maybe that's what the call is for. Like, let's make amends because so much is going on in the world.
No.
But my thing is, I've already established I'm good. So am I wrong for not picking up the phone? Or
I'm the wrong one to ask.
Yeah, okay. So
you know what you know what I just realized about myself today? How bad I am.
I hate that you realized it today, but go ahead. That was bad. Like, you realized it today. Go ahead.
Because it It came to me today. What do you mean you hate that I realized it today? Some things come, they come when they come.
They come when they come. Got it. My bad.
The hell?
Go ahead.
Next time you've realized something on that day, I'm going to say to you, I'm mad that
the
you
nerve.
Realized it, right? That you realized it today. Ask my mother for advice on my father, on what I should do about my father.
You ask her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't get along.
Right.
So why am I doing it?
Right. Did you know? Because you want to be right in your position, and you know that she's gonna agree. I have another update. Speaking of mamas, but that's fine.
I just realized that today when I called her, I said, "Maybe I should ask her, but I'm gonna ask her anyway. She's my friend. She won't tell me. She won't tell me.
But you know what she's gonna tell you?
Violence."
So, I had made an, I won't say an announcement, I predicted, not even predicted,
okay.
I advised
okay.
that within a few months I was going to be a dog dad.
Yeah, you did.
I decided that that's not going to happen. And so I came to the
you're
conclusion.
You're so irky.
It is. But I called Coach, and you know what she said to me?
What?
Literally. I said, "Hey, Mom, I think I'm going to get a dog." She was like, "Boy, this is exactly what she said. Boy, you don't need no dog. You don't be home enough to take care of no dog." Anyway, so, and I said, okay, this is the moment that, yeah, I don't need a dog.
Well, you are home.
I don't have, I'm home, but I don't have, like, I went to work the other day. These are the things that have happened that transpired that led me up to the decision. I went to work the other day and there was this guy. It was probably 50 degrees outside. It was cold. He had on a trench coat. Looked like he was going to work, nicely dressed or whatever, but he was walking his dog. I said, I don't want that to be me. I don't want to have to walk my dog first thing in the morning if I don't want to. I know. You said you don't have to?
I said you have to.
Exactly.
Not for me. But we told you that when you first said it.
I know, and it sounded like a good idea. It did. So this is the other bad thing about me. If I am very like, what's the word?
It's only bad in the wintertime.
I do shit. It's bad. Well, whatever. I am, what's the word when you do things like on a whim?
Impulsive.
There you go. That's me. I'll be like, ooh, I want it.
Oh, I wish you would have bought the puppy. I was excited.
Well, you want it?
No.
Oh, because that's, what was I going to do with it when I got tired of it?
Wow.
Yeah. So, world, I'm not getting a dog anymore. Sorry. No, I mean, I don't think anybody was really waiting for it. Oh.
We were.
Oh, well. Maybe later.
Oh, whatever.
So yeah, that's what's going on in life. But we have a topic.
Do we?
Do we? I feel like our topics are just catch-ups these days. Catch-up.
I thought she was going to like segue into it or something like that. That's what I was waiting for.
Well, I didn't have a segue because everything just went really, really
when
fast.
When you brought up old boy and dialing you and stuff like that, I thought I was it like, oh, was this is the moment. I said, oh, here's the moment. He's coming moment. With it.
So let's and go back then... to the fact that I'm not answering phones for fuck boys that deem me just a... friend of convenience. Shaba, you got it. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine and we were talking about consistency and loyalty and he felt like they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so again, me and Ramat don't go into deep conversation because of course it takes away from this conversation. But I felt like we felt the same way. Because when I brought it to you, you were like, you said the first thing you said was the first thing that I said.
No.
Consistency, inconsistency is consistency. I can't talk. Inconsistency is consistency. And it can be consistency. So for that, I don't think that I would be loyal to that. And of course, the
question at hand, because I don't think you said it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe I didn't. Does one's consistency make you give them loyalty?
Okay. No.
And I say no as well, because I feel like you can be consistent. You can be, like I said, consistently inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you're consistent, there's got to be... to me, elevation at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It can't just be what it is. Now,
that's a little tricky there. Like, if I know you're always here, I can be, it kind of, like if I know you're always here and then you just jump here and now I'm looking at you funny, like, bitch, what changed?
You know what I mean? That, so again, this is going to go back to a previous conversation that we had. I think that, I think we were talking about respect. I kind of walk into a situation, not consciously necessarily, but I feel like I'm going to be consistent and loyal to a situation just because that's just who I am. I'm going to be as consistent and as loyal as you are. So if we're walking into a situation, friendship or even relationship, I'm more or less in the beginning, I'm giving what you're giving. I'm matching your energy. So if I feel like there is a sense of loyalty, yeah, I'm going to be loyal to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And if
there's,
and of course, I think... And,
if
and,
you're consistent with your loyalty, and yeah.
Maybe that's it.
If you're consistent with your loyalty.
Maybe like, that's
there are, there are people that I may not be friends with, but I'm loyal. Like, I wouldn't, like, spread their name or say anything bad about them itself. Like, that's loyalty to me. Like, even though, like, we're not speaking or whatever the case may be, but during that time, it was consistency. It was loyalty, and I respect that. And that's where, you know, that's right. How we are. That's how I move.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So my thought is, again, I walk into a situation and I'm going to give, I'm going to be a loyalty is such a strong word, but at the same
time. Oh, but respect wasn't?
Respect is a strong word too, but I think that respect is one of those things that you, loyalty, respect to me is given. Loyalty is somewhat earned, right?
Oh.
I feel like you do have to.
I feel like you gotta earn both.
And you could be right. I feel like, yes, loyalty is one of those things. Again, I'm giving if I'm getting. But I also feel like I'm going to be consistent in who I am. And I am just a loyal... Like you said, I'm not going to
if
bash
I pull up
you.
To rob the bank, what you going to do?
You pull up to rob a bank and I have no clue.
You're in the car. What are you going to do?
There's a whole lot of variables, friend.
What are you going to do?
I'm not,
you're loyal, but are you loyal to me?
I'm not going to...
These are scenarios.
That is so, so broad. That's like over there. Look over there.
Okay. All right. I steal grapes from the supermarket and you with me.
Uh-huh.
Like I pick up the bag and I just walk out the door. What you gonna do?
We going to the car.
We going to the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. We pay for those. Look, you didn't? I thought he paid for it. Well, hey, I shit. I'm not, but we're friends. Like, I feel like,
right,
I feel like you, that is not a situation. Like, if you was going to do some fuck shit like that, I feel like you would let me know. And for me, I would be like,
I could have hit hard times and I'm stealing grapes.
Bitch, you would be doing that by yourself.
I got you with me.
No, friend. I don't think you would.
I got you with me.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to be like, all right, well, I guess that's what we... I'd be like, I'd probably be like, bitch, I can pay for those. Oh, I would... You know me. I'm oblivious to shit. So I probably would be like, he paid for... He had to. My friend ain't even gonna fuck out the store in fucking crates. So I would be under the assumption that they were paid for. But I mean, would I be... So... And that's the fine. Loyalty, right? So loyalty.
Do you have the Webster definition, then the street definition?
I don't have the street, but we can go there.
Go to Urban Dictionary.
So loyalty, the quality of being loyal, right? Okay, so let's go to the next one. A strong feeling of support or allegiance. And that's what I feel. The allegiance. Like, I feel like if you are my friend, I am loyal to you. Yes, there's not much that I'm going to let ride on your name that I'm not gonna like
within my presence,
right? Like, so whether you're there or not. So one thing I've always said, and people agree,
no, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't let something ride on your name within my presence,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So catch 22, because I've been told that I'm wrong for this, but I feel like...
Who said it?
I feel like if me and you... No, say me and you are friends. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhere and somebody is like, oh my God, I do not like Vermont. I'm going to be like, oh, okay. I'm not going to say nothing at first. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's known. Mm-hmm. Like... People that know you, mm-hmm. nine mm-hmm. times out of ten, know who I am.
Uh-huh.
If they don't know me, they know that we rock. Mm-hmm. So, Ramon is da 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 da. Okay. Because I feel like you are entitled to your opinion.
Right. Your experience with me is completely different.
Whatever it is. So, you got that. Now, when we get into this bitch and da da da, wait, hold up. That's what we're not going to do. So, you cannot like him and you can have a feeling about him and you can do whatever you want, but you're not going to do it in my presence and I'm not moving around. So, you move around and do whatever you need to do and speak how you want to speak, and that's cool, but not while I'm sitting right here. And that's how I've done that, not necessarily for you, but just on the strength of you're not going to disrespect my friend in my face. Again, your opinion, you're entitled to that. You got that. Oh, and people have come to me and I have heard this. I don't like your friend. Oh, okay. You don't have to. And and in those situations, I've always been like, he's not too fond of you either. Like, so it's cool. Like, it doesn't matter. Or he don't even know you. Like, if I was, and I don't feel the need to come. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you feel like loyalty includes, so in that situation, if a person comes to me and says, I don't really like Vermont, like, ooh, Vermont ain't da 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 da. Do you feel like I'm an unloyal friend if I don't tell you that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because I don't feel like that's necessary.
Yeah,
I think that's, and
I see what you're saying. How somebody say like, why did they feel comfortable enough to mm-hmm. to you know to talk about you, you know, and you know speak bad about my name in front of you and everything like that? With my friends, I don't feel as if you need to tell me that there is a trust and a loyalty aspect that you defended my name in some right. aspect. Not unless a bitch come back to me, well, I said this, and then so-and-so said this back and everything like that. Then I may question, like, did so-and-so say this about me? And right. you running me the situation. But I'm not going to feel bad, like, oh, why didn't you tell me? Unless my life is in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You well, have and no... also, I feel like, for me, I look at it from this perspective. Now, if this person has come to me and said, I don't really fuck with your friend, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool, you got it. You don't have to. But if I see them in your face, oh, I'm letting you know.
Absolutely.
Because to me, Absolutely. That's what I, for me, and it again, it's I, this catch 22 is a thing today, but I feel like it's a catch 22 because I feel like while I don't necessarily, I don't need to. Because
if I don't like you, I ain't. Mm-mm.
I don't like to be involved in mess, right? But at mm-hmm. the same time, you ain't finna play mm-hmm. in my friend's face.
Absolutely.
To me, that's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. If you've addressed the fact or told me that you don't fuck with somebody that I rock with, you got it. I understand. But you ain't finna be in their face like, kiki, haha, sir, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even the person to be like, hold up, in front of both of y'all, hold up. Now, 2 weeks ago, Ramon wasn't shit. Now this your best, like, y'all real cool? Okay. Let's figure that out. So,
and for me, loyalty, honestly... Maybe it's like my sign or whatever the case may be. I don't know. But it has, I don't want to say gotten me in trouble. That's a strong word. But there are people that I've been loyal to and they would tell me before I met a person, I don't like so-and-so. So when I see so-and-so, I'm like, okay, well, we don't like so-and-so. I ain't got nothing against so-and-so. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing against them. Mm-hmm. I don't know people.
Right.
But you told me you don't like them because X, Y, Z happened and this happened and... With my loyalty to you, of course, I'm respecting your feelings and how you feel about this situation, so I'm looking out for you. But if you turn around and you're now friends and kiki, ha-ha with them, now I'm just like, bitch, we not supposed to like them.
Right.
Because you told me that.
Right.
And
I let go of that.
Yeah. I've gotten better where I'm just, well, from this particular person, I'm just like, girl, you don't know who you like and who you don't
exactly.
like. Because you real inconsistent on your feelings. And
now you're in a situation because now you're the bitch.
I mean, I speak to people, but I just know I ain't going to get too close to you. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I'll keep my distance type of situation. And I'll, you know, watch, you know, whatever happens. But, like, don't come up to me and tell me you don't like a person. And then the next thing I know, y'all kiki ha ha. Like,
right.
I don't
keep
like
that to yourself because
yeah,
I think that for... Because it does put you. So for me, I agree with you to an extent. I feel like if we go out and you're like, I don't rock with them. To me, you don't rock with them for a reason.
Absolutely.
Now, if I don't know them at all, I'm going to be cordial.
Absolutely.
Hello. You know, but I, like you said, I'm a kind of be like, okay, well, we can't be too close because you can't be in the circle and be rock or be knocking mm-hmm. with my friends. So that's not going to happen. But at the same time, I'm not going to be nasty. Now, mm-hmm. like you said, if you're, absolutely. If the person is going
to
be,
because I have no reason to be nasty.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I don't know
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know your experience with my friend and that's your experience. But I think some people, and you tell me if you've experienced that, I feel like some people revel in that. They want to be a part of the mess. So you say, it's like we go out and you say, ooh, I don't fuck with Bob. And I'm like, oh, okay. In the back of my head. He don't fuck with Bob. So let me find out why he don't fuck with Bob. Let me get real close to Bob. And now all of a sudden, it's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm real, like I've, in an effort to figure out why you don't fuck with him, I didn't got close to him in a sense. You know what I mean? And now it's, I feel like people do that. I feel like people that like to be in the middle of
mess.
And now
you got a different experience with Bob.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, well, why you ain't fuck with Bob? Cool.
Right. We're cool. And he coming to the party that you coming to. Like, to me, those people, again, you don't have to dislike anybody that I dislike. Like I think that we have a very healthy, our friend circle has a very healthy way of dealing. Like there is a particular person that you and Omari do not fuck with. And I don't not fuck with him, but I don't fuck with him. Like he's cool. If we see each other, it's like, what's up? And it's all like, it's cool. I don't share the same experience. And what I can appreciate is that Omarius respects the fact that I don't share that same experience. So mm-hmm. when we're all, like we've been together.
We have?
Yeah, we've been together. Oh. Yeah, we've all been together and me and this individual spoke and it was just like, but it was nothing. It was nothing on this side. It was nothing on that side. It wasn't like, why the fuck you talking to them? Da 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 da. Or why you with them? It was never any of
that.
Yeah,
never like that.
Yeah.
I
think because we're adults.
Well, yeah. Duh. Thing one, we're adults. but it's just like, I can't tarnish your experience with someone else. Especially right. if something was there prior to me. Or if I never came to you and expressed, like, I don't fuck with this person. And then more so, like, someone has to do something very egregious, something very
deliberate and all of that. Yeah.
Right. For me to say, hey, I don't fuck with this person. I don't. And I've never told my friends who they can and cannot, you know, talk to. And my thing is, if you want to continue to talk to her, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. But out of respect to me, don't bring them around me. Now, right. if we're in a public forum where they just happen to be there, that's I get it, I respect that. But don't, if I'm going somewhere and then you say, oh, I invited so-and-so and I didn't told you I don't like that person, then that's when I have an issue.
Agreed, 100%. I think that, I think we had a situation.
Or well, if I was telling me.
It was a situation that never came to head because I had to check myself. So there was a situation, there was someone that I did not fuck with. And I was just like, okay. Everybody was cool with him. And I was just like, why the fuck is they cool with him? Like in my head, bitch, I'm not fucking with him. Why are you fucking with him? Like, what's up? And then it was just like you kind of said earlier, our experiences are different. Mm-hmm. So who am I to dictate to you or any of our other friends how you move with somebody just because I don't fuck with them? And once I checked myself, I was like, okay. And I think that when they would come around, it would be like, okay, we're in the same space. And I don't even think they really knew how I really felt. Because it wasn't, I feel like people get off sometimes on being hated because, oh, I'm the villain. And I've been the
quote unquote villain.
Oh, you are a villain.
I didn't.
No, I'm saying that to be funny. You're the villain.
I didn't get off on it. I was quite irritated.
But it wasn't true. That was their, and that's a thing. Like, that was their experience, right? Own that. Say that this is this person to me. Because who I am with you is going to be different than who I am with the next person. Because our relationship, our connection is unique to us.
Yeah, absolutely. But everyone else's loyalty to me, I mean, granted, y'all didn't bring that individual around.
Could we?
Fuck no.
I don't think that it was ever a thing of...
Yeah, it wasn't. But so it's... But anyone else, I mean, I would be fine with it. It was just only one person.
I think that's
both. In my entire life.
Yeah, I feel like there's...
It's two.
I think it's a
And I respect the other person. Friends had let me know. They was like, they're coming. They weren't, you know, they're invited because we're friends as well. Mm-hmm. They said, if you feel uncomfortable, because I know that, you know, you guys do not get along, you know, you can leave. And what they had done was like took them out. I think they had like went to the store or something and they had texted me and said, hey, I went to the store. If you're feeling uncomfortable, you're more than welcome to, this is your exit. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, I appreciated that, you know, type of situation. It's something, you know, they didn't have to, they told me it was coming and then they were just like, hey, if you know, you're feeling uneasy, you can go. So.
I can respect that, I guess.
Why?
Because I'm like, so they told you,
they told
did you
me
know
they,
you were, they, you right. knew they were coming before were you coming. Coming.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So to me that, okay, I get what you're saying. But
you know
that,
you know, because it's always
you don't
a
know
different
that feeling.
Feeling.
Until you,
exactly.
Yeah,
until you get into the situation. You know what I mean?
You.
So makes that's sense. Why they did that.
Got you. That makes sense. Okay. And I can rock with that. I don't think I've ever had it out, like had it a situation with anyone that I was just like for me, I'm not going to opt out of anything.
Absolutely.
If it means, like, if you were like, oh, this person's coming, I don't care. If it's something to celebrate you or something that you're inviting me to, I'm
if
coming.
I'm, yeah, if I'm celebrating a person, then somebody's going to have to get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be, I'll be, again, I'm never going to be the person that's going to be like, don't talk to me or da-da-da, ciao, bye. Are you? Yeah, you would be before I, because I'm going to, hello? We're not going to have no, can I talk to you? No. No.
You may get a high out of me. But at the end of the day,
I'm just thinking back to times. My friend be like,
you may get a hello, a wave, but at the end, like, that's it. I really don't want you to say shit else to me.
I got you.
When I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. The sound of your voice irritates me. Looking at you irritates me. Everything, your entire existence irritates me. So just leave me alone.
I get it.
Send a message by way of someone else and have them change your name.
Don't send no message.
No, no, no. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
If you need to speak, write your shit down on a piece of paper.
Fold it up.
If it's a good conversation, just write down all your thoughts on a piece of paper. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing this entire party.
Don't say nothing. So consistency, just because I feel like, again, consistency is one of those things that I've learned is kind of like, because you can be consistent.
Okay.
Right. But you can be consistently inconsistent. And that
sure can.
And that is.
Niggas. You can't rock with that.
Right.
That's a situationship. So would you be loyal to a situationship?
I was.
Because it's inconsistency in there, but they're consistent with it. And if you keep going back, that's
it was
also consistent.
Because I was...
That's a lot.
In...
That's a lot of consistencies.
Right. I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was in it. So it...
Mistakes were made.
Yeah. Like, I felt like this is what was presented.
Mm.
I was like, okay, cool. Whatever. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then... I think in the back, this is again, I had to learn myself. In the back of my mind, I felt like it's gonna change because I'm a good motherfucker. Like, you gonna realize that and wanna switch it up. And when it didn't switch up, it got to a point where, like, I understood that the consistency was inconsistent and did not work for me. So I had to pull out. I was like, I'm out.
How long did it take you to pull out?
We rocked for like a few months. I don't wanna. It was a few months.
Now, did you think about it? You
it
feel
was a
bad
few
for
months. But I don't feel bad because I had a good time. Like, again, walking into it, I was like, this is exactly what it is.
But you were loyal at that time.
I was loyal to it, but I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. But like I said, in the back of my mind, I was like, you're going to realize that Because I think that the problem walking into that situation was no one really trusted anyone. Like, neither of us was like...
That's typical.
There was no real trust.
Walking into a new situation.
Right. So you don't know what to expect. And so I was like, well, you see me in this light, mm-hmm. but this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that. And they did. They saw who I was, but it still wasn't... They were exactly who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they were changed. True to that. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I was like, well, okay. Well, I can't do this. And it was like, all right, bet. And I was, and I felt a way at first because I was like, well, damn, it's easy. But again, walking into it, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
So people, you got to accept people. Like
when they show you who they are.
Believe them. And that's all it was. And again, I'm not mad. Like, we're still cool. But there had to be a cutoff because, again, you don't get, what is that? You don't get, like, you don't get the long-lasting effects of. What is it? You don't get... What is
this
it?
This is a new one. I don't know
no,
this
no, no,
one.
No, no, no. Well, like, it's usually attributed to heterosexual couples. Like, women giving wifely shit.
Oh.
But not having that, whatever that is. Like, you're not going to get the best of me, and you're only giving me half of you, is how I look at it. Like, you're not going to get all
Like, you're not going to get wifey material if you're just, like, giving me boyfriend, like,
exactly.
Type shit.
That type shit.
Gotcha.
But I'm a husband because I'm a man.
Okay. So they're not going to get husband duties.
You ain't going to get... Like, again, I think that what I wanted, I had a goal in a sense. Mm-hmm. Again, it wasn't conscious. It wasn't it wasn't on the front side of my mind. It was on the back. Like, at some point, you'll see that I'm as good at... And I think that it was recognized. I think that it was like, yo... Because it was very... There was a few conversations that we had. It was just like, you're very like this. I was like, yeah. But it wasn't enough. You are who you are. So I can be as great as Jesus and it still ain't going to be enough for you to switch what you got going on. You still going to do what you want to do. And that's cool. But you can't do what you want to do with me after I move into a space that doesn't allow you to do that. If that makes sense. So, yeah. So, yeah. But consistency. So, what it says, the achievement, I like this, the achievement of a level of performance that does not vary greatly in quality over time.
Read that last part
for me again. The achievement of a level of performance that does not vary greatly in quality over time. So, essentially, how I receive that is, you're getting the best of consistent, like that's top tier and it doesn't change.
Well, consistency can change.
It can, but consistency change because of inconsistency, right? Potentially.
Depends on what you're doing.
I guess there's levels, but I feel like at the highest level of consistency, you're getting the best of a person with not much change. Like you're not getting... It's not confusing.
Like
they might have a bad day. They might have a moment, but it's like going here, it drops, but it comes right back versus you just being all over the place.
And the only reason I say that when you look into...
I wonder if that was too high.
Maybe. When you look into like the science of things, like if I have egg whites and if I keep whipping them, they're eventually going to make those peaks. And everything like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, like it can just change, but you're constantly whipping it and whipping it and whipping it to make those particular peaks because you need it for this particular dish and it has to look like this. You can't just use egg whites and stuff, you know what I mean? So that's how I look at it. When you look at like mixing any type of food ingredients, dough, doing a brownie mix, you're looking at a liquid that's eventually going to form into a solid or... Hell, when we was in our candle making class, we were waiting for the consistency for everything to solidify and everything like that. It was a liquid and then it became hard and so forth into the candle itself. So
you're saying that you grow to be consistent? Like,
no, not saying that you grow, but your consistency changes sometimes for the good, sometimes for the bad. There are some solids that break down into liquids that you didn't want it to be that way.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But consistency is I mean, consistency can be all over the place itself. It's just when you're thinking about human reaction and behaviors and feelings and everything like that, it just depends on what you want that consistency to be. Like, if you're in a relationship and if your man comes home every day, 4 o'clock, sits on the couch, cut on the TV, dinner's at 5, you guys eat dinner, watch a little bit more TV, and go to bed. Now your man's coming home at 5. He's not hungry.
You guys, 5 o'clock, you guys, I'm okay, but you ain't hungry?
You guys go, he ate on the way.
On the way where?
But things change, or now he's... Now he's going to the gym after work, and then he comes in and eat this and the third.
I'm just joking. I mean, because
consistency, because consistency sometimes involves change. And are we loyal to the consistency? Are we loyal? Are we acknowledging the change? Are we straying away from the change?
Or does the loyalty change when the consistency
changes as well?
Changes. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. That's a question. Because I feel like I'm pretty consistent with who I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm allowed to have a day where I'm
like
not.
What I did in my 20s, I'm not doing now. What I was consistently Absolutely. Doing in my 20s, I'm not doing now.
Right. Very true. But I'm saying I'm looking beyond that. Like, I'm talking day to day, like right in this moment. Like,
there are some things you probably still do consistently.
Yeah. But I'm saying I think that there has to be that room to allow for, again, like you said, growth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the consistency, I don't know. Because I was going to say the core like should always remain the same, but not necessarily. I might, mm-hmm. my mindset is
you're always going to grow.
Gonna, yeah.
So I don't think, so as we stated in the beginning, loyalty, you can't be loyal to consistency because consistency has changed within it. So you're
but does that allow the loyalty level? Like, does that change?
Yeah. I don't know. The loyalty would change.
I don't think, well, because I look at, all I keep thinking about is, like, our friendship. Like, there's not anything that's going to make me.
If you start doing some shady shit, I ain't rocking with you no more. And I ain't loyal to because I don't know when the hell you going to go off the deep end or get me some shit I can't get the hell out of. So, no.
And I would say that the same thing is true if it was to me. This is going to sound bad. I don't give a fuck what you do with the next one, right? Like, how you move with them. As long as what we got is what we got, I'm rocking. Like, I'm loyal to us. I'm loyal to what you could potentially, and it would make me side-eye you if you fell out with everybody around us. I'd be like, well, damn. But if what we had is what we had, then I'm rocking.
If your consistency is for the betterment of you, I can still be loyal to that person and to the betterment of that particular person. But if your consistency starts to change or go on a downward spiral of things that I'll say in my opinion that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
That, as a friend, I would tell you that I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
But if that starts to be your consistency, if that starts to be what you like to do, I'm going to be loyal to who you were prior to that.
Really?
Not to the new person. Because I'm not rocking with the new person. I don't know this new person. This new person is doing things that I particularly don't like.
But does it affect you? If it doesn't affect you...
I said if it's in my opinion, if it's a downward spiral and I don't
for
like,
me
yes,
or just in general.
You.
Okay.
And I say, hey friend, I don't know what's going on. This not looking good. And you're like, oh well, this way I'm at, this what I'm doing, this me, you know, this the new Reese and this and the third. Okay.
So you're saying that if that was the case,
mm-hmm.
you would what?
It'd be a little distance.
Okay.
I'll allow you to explore this new Reese that I don't like.
Okay. And I think that I would be completely different. I think that if you were doing some... Now...
Be honest.
No, I'm being honest. I feel like it's happened. Let's be real. Not with us. Oh. But I'm saying... we have a friend that was doing things that weren't necessarily... our thing. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't, to me, a good look. But if that's what you choose to do and you are good with that, I respect it. And I'm not going, again, I'm not going to pass judgment. If I have questions, I feel comfortable enough to ask. If you don't want to discuss it, I'm good with that. I'm still not going to let nobody shit on your name in my face.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But that's you and what you... Now, if you what you're doing is detrimental to me, that's a different story. Like, if it really affects me... Not, I'm not talking about just your reputation.
No.
I'm not talking about that. But I'm looking saying at if your lifestyle. If you're like, I get up from here and you... My phone is open and you... Take my card information and you doing... Like, that is some ill shit. I can't fuck with right. you.
If you become a whole crackhead and you stealing cars and shit...
Right. That's a problem.
I'm not loyal to that person.
Exactly. But I'm saying if you make... If you're making decisions that I just don't agree with, I'm still loyal to you. I don't have to agree with you. Like, I feel like...
I'm not loyal to you.
I feel like I'm going to be loyal. Like, you're still my friend and I'm still going to rock with you and I'm going to stand 10 toes. Like, again, I'm going to have that conversation. I'm going to speak my piece. I'm going to ask the questions that I want to ask and all of that. I mean, within reason. Like I said, I think that as being adults, we're grown men, we can do whatever we want. You're entitled to that. But again, if it gives me cause or it gives me pause, like, I'm going to be like, whoa, Ramon, like, let's talk about this. And then if it's like, this is what I'm doing and it doesn't affect me, like, it doesn't affect who Reese is, okay, friend, I got you. From over here, but I got you. I got you. So when you fall, I'm going to catch you. Because you're going to fall. In my head. You know what I'm saying? If it's like that. But I don't know. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know that I agree with. And I'm not saying that this is my interpretation.
We would just move completely different.
Why are you now rethinking your loyalty because of decisions that I
because
made for
I can't me. Get I can't get behind the decisions in which you're making.
But they're mine for me.
And they can be.
But they're for me. They're not affecting you.
Because I'm not getting behind them. That's why they're not affecting me and they won't affect me. Because I'm not supporting any of this. So when I'm loyal to you, I'm supporting the decisions in which you're making. I'm behind them 100%. But if you're doing things that I do not agree with...
I don't agree with that because there's things... I feel like if we were to sit down and say, okay, just go back and forth about life things that we do, even now, mm-hmm. like things that we do now, there might be some things I'd be like, ooh, I don't... But who am I to judge what you do? If it works for you, it works for you.
It has to be everything all together at once.
No, Roma, that's not fair. How? I'm asking you. So you're saying that...
If you became a whole crackhead...
That's extreme.
See,
okay.
We're going to go to the... If you became... Go there. And that's what I'm talking about. If you decided you became a whole crackhead, if I got to leave my card and my bag...
Now, a thief and a crackhead are two different things.
No, they do the same. I don't know which ones you done met, but they do the same. If I gotta leave my bag in the car, if I come over.
It's the bag for me. Where's the bag?
It's in the other bag.
What about these pins?
For the game, we need pins.
Oh, okay.
if I gotta start watching my stuff around you.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, if that's the. Okay, I get that.
I can't say, Reese, let's go to this house party. You might steal some shit.
And now we both fighting. Because I got caught. Because I'm not a good thief. Bitch, look. What are you doing, sir? Nothing. That's mine. No, it's not.
Right. Now you're a crackhead. Now you're stealing stuff out the market. Like I told you. You're stealing grapes.
I'm a crackhead and I'm hungry.
Right. You know I could have paid for it, but you ain't worried about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just, oh, you did this one time type of situation. Like, whatever. But if it starts to become a... When your consistency starts to change, and I start to see that pattern starts to change mm-hmm. and go in a direction of what I don't like, then I gotta part my ways.
See, I think that explanation of, again, the example of being a crackhead stealing and all, that makes sense to me. But I also feel like...
It
like
has
you
to be
said,
a pattern.
It's changing, right? So I'm going to change.
Yes, you are going to change. And if your change is something that I can't get behind, Why do I have to stand here and be loyal to something that I can't get? How can I defend you on something I don't like? Or I don't...
You don't have to defend. Because, again, we've been there. Like, we've been... Like, and I'm going to be sure...
I'm not talking a one-off instance. I'm talking about a consistent pattern. Like,
so, and maybe this is a little less serious, right? But there are people... Well, we can talk about it. There is a person that thinks that you are just a nasty person.
And that's fine.
A nasty, vile, like, disgusting person. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I think that? No. This person's thoughts and opinions of you and what they've seen of you is who you are. But I don't deem it nasty or vile, right? It's just who you are. Do I change my loyalty to you because of that?
That's not what we're talking about.
But I feel like you're saying if a person... So, okay, the only thing is it's not a change. This is just who you've been.
Okay, so taking what you say. So every time... Let's put it like this. If we're taking what you're saying as an example. Every time we go out, I get into a fight. Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We go to a happy hour, fight. We go to a day party, fight. Night party, fight. Kickback, fight. Every single time.
Okay.
At what point is Reese like, bitch?
I'm not going out with you no more, friend, but you still my friend.
I'm still your friend.
Yes.
So I'm still your friend, but if I say, Reese, let's go to this party.
I'm not going out with you.
Well, why not, friend?
Because you like to fight.
Okay, so you're not my friend. So, I'm but you're my friend, though.
I'm your friend.
But you're my friend.
Now you're acting like a crackhead. Because you went off.
No. But you're my friend, so you should go with me.
No, I'm your friend, and I'm going to remove myself from a situation that's not comfortable for me.
So how is that any different from what I just said?
Because you said you're removing yourself, period.
From that person.
Right. I'm removing myself from a situation. Because me and you, we're not going out.
Exactly. But can't go nowhere.
But when we can come over to the house, we can kick it. We can do dinner. Like, wherever you ain't acting a whole fool, then we can do
you
that.
You don't know. I'm going through things in my life and I just fight everybody.
Okay. Well, if that's what you're doing, then I'm going to be your friend, but we're going to talk on the phone and eat TV dinners, bitch. I'm going to eat my freshly while you eat whatever you cook. I hear you, but I don't agree. I guess this is the episode where we agree to disagree because
in a sense, you removed yourself from me.
Because I feel like we've been, like I said, and I don't want to keep harping on it because I don't want it to be a thing, but to me, it's a reality. We have a friend who was doing things, making decisions in his life that did not, in my opinion, were not smart choices.
Okay.
I expressed how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
He received and continued to do whatever he wanted to do.
Right.
Respect. Okay. You are still my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything about that. It doesn't directly affect me negatively. And I won't even say, I say directly because I didn't feel it. Now, people would be like, ooh, da-da-da-da-da, making accusations about me based on your actions. I can deal with that. Because at the end of the day, I know who Reese is all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good with that. I don't care. But your decisions, again, are not negatively affecting me. So I can rock with you.
Right. So
right, wrong, and different because you're my friend.
Let me say this real quick though.
The who I knew when I met, like what our relationship was built on, if you will, that consistency, like you said, changed to this new thing. And I was like,
So your loyalty to where it was?
My loyalty didn't change though.
It didn't change.
No, because I still was like, okay, this is who you are. I bet. You got it. And that was it. Like, to this day, like, nothing changed. Like I said, people would make accusations and come at me. And I was like, listen, you're not going to go in on my friend in my presence, one. And you're not going to put me under the same umbrella. Like,
but if we were to use me fighting, so...
And maybe that's the difference because I wasn't included in... Yeah.
So, you would remove yourself from the situation.
Mm-hmm. But you're still my friend.
I'm still your friend. You'll still call me.
I'm still going to call you. I would come over. You could come over. We would do shit.
We could just never go out together.
I would not trust. If it was ongoing, we would definitely have conversations. I'd be like, Ramon, what the fuck is going on? I'm going through and shit I'm angry.
No, and I'm just like, these bitches, they trying to fight me, friend.
Okay. And if I don't see that, then I'm going to be like, all right, well, you look crazy in these streets because you're trying to fight everybody. And I don't see nobody trying to fight you. So I'm not going to keep fighting. So we ain't going to do this. Like, I just wouldn't go out with you like that. But again, I don't think that my loyalty to you as my friend would not waver.
Your feelings would change.
For that thing. That's one thing. I don't like everything about you, just like you don't like everything about me. Let's be real. Well, I can't.
The podcast is over. He didn't hurt my feelings, y'all. I gotta go.
He ain't even got no feelings, people. Let's be real. He ain't got no feelings. No, but I'm saying, like, that's life.
Mine would, honestly, I just couldn't just get behind that, especially if I see my friend hitting in a bad direction. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. Like, I know that there is feelings behind it and things that you need to process, and you're like, you still love this person and everything like that, but honestly, it would be a change for me, and it would be something like I can't get behind this in a sense, you know. And it all depends on the severity of the of right. what's going
and
on.
Maybe
you know
what
I mean?
It is. Maybe that's the point, that depending, we both have different levels of what is the line, what is enough.
Where I'm just like, I can't.
Right.
Like, I love you as a person, as a friend, and this and the third, but at this point, I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I
can't do it anymore.
I can respect that. I think that, again, maybe that's...
And of course, we just speaking in fluff, stealing grapes and shit, but...
Right. Or crack. And stealing.
but yeah, that's you know, pretty much what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. And I can respect it, but I guess for me...
We would arrive at different times.
Yeah. I think that it would take... I think I would be... rocking a little bit longer,
mm-hmm.
and it would just be that, like, okay. And I think we all have that time,
absolutely,
that moment that everyone is like, does. Okay, you know what, can't do this no more.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a great conversation about all of that. I can't even think.
And I found out that you don't like everything about me,
but I'm consistent. And I'm still loyal, regardless if I like it or not. So this was a great conversation about loyalty. It was about consistency. It was about just a lot. Like, I feel like that's what I love about our podcast. Can I just talk about our podcast and how I love it? Because we just really get to have moments. And I hope that you guys get them too. I do want to say this. I want to say, and I'm going to put something in the bio, not the bio, the description or whatever. Mental health is a real thing, right? So
yes.
People, we all deal with things differently. What I would ask is that if you're going through something, if you're in a space where you're thinking about suicide or thinking about hurting maybe somebody else, there's somebody in your life that cares enough that will listen. Take advantage of that. Suicide is just one of those things that I've had my own, and I don't know if we've ever, well, we probably have talked about it, and maybe in the future. I've been in a space before where I've thought about it, right? And thankfully, I'm still here, and it was never a thought so deep, but thankfully, I had people around me that were available and willing to listen, and I feel like every time someone does commit suicide or does harm someone else or whatever, there's always someone who was like, I was available. Everyone has somebody out there that they can mm-hmm. talk to. So please, if you're in that mindset, there's nothing wrong with being in that mindset, but reach out. Let somebody help you. I hate to see us and anyone
feel like that's the last resort.
Yeah, like... I'll listen. I mean, I don't know, and people say that and don't mean it. I mean it. Like, there's something that says I'd rather listen to you for forever than wishing that I could mm-hmm. or whatever. So just be mindful. I'm going to look up some numbers and maybe some sites that you know, people can reach out to. But just be mindful that there's somebody that's willing to listen and be there for you. So, yeah.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys.
Checking in. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Peace.
Bye. Hey, what's going on? It is
Ramon
and Reese, and we want to thank you for listening to another episode of A Little R&R. Please subscribe, rate, and comment. Please, please, please. And friend,
what's up?
Where can they find us on IG?
At A Little R&R Podcast, and that's ALILRANDRPODCAST. But friend, what if they got like questions, comments, concerns, or like their humble opinion? What should they do?
They should absolutely reach out to us via email at ramontandreese@gmail.com.
And as always, guys, of course, thank you so much for listening. We love you.
We appreciate you.
And of course, we're going to talk to you real soon.
Real soon.